Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. Tonight on January 27th, 2021, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We thank God, we praise him for another day, night, another opportunity to come before him to expound on his word, to minister to the need of his people. We thank him many times over to be in the land of the living. We thank him tonight, and we just give praise and glory and honor to his holy name, that all praise and glory and honor belongs to him. We thank him for that tonight. We come, we thank him for each and every person that may call in. When you call in, you can also click on 1 to put your hand in the queue to be able to be ministered to a prayer, or we stand in agreement with you, or however the Lord choose to use us to minister to your needs right now. We are here to allow to be a vessel for the master to use to give people hope, bring deliverance, set the captives free, be able to mend brokenhearted, or to open the eyes of the blind, spiritually and physically. We believe in God's, because his anointing, it destroys every yoke in a person's life. And now I do praise God for just his mercy. I praise him for his goodness. I praise him for the things that he does, the things that he does not do. I thank and I praise him tonight. We just give praise, glory, and honor, even for, like I say, even the world and the condition is in, because he still sits on the throne. He have not gotten off his throne. He have not lost power. He still has his power. You know, he's all powerful. All power, glory, and honor belong to the Lord tonight. And we just thank him again, like I say, for all that he's doing, you know. And we just give him the praise, the glory, and the honor, because if we're still in the land of the living, we are blessed, no matter what condition we're in, because some people's not here tonight that was here yesterday. So we are truly blessed. Blessed in spite of, is a word that I usually say, and what I mean by that, in spite of whatever going on, I'm still blessed. I'm really blessed. You know, I may not have everything that I want and need, but I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed. I'm walking around in my right mind. I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed, and I got a Savior on board. You know, so I thank God and praise God for my salvation, my deliverance. I praise him for that tonight. I just praise him, you know, for dying on the cross, for Jesus dying on the cross for my salvation. And I came into the knowledge of him at a time and accept him as my personal Savior and Lord. Lord is somebody who rules and reigns in your life, and he does rule and reign in my life. He's still working on me. He still brings to pass his divine purpose and will for my life, with even with the things that I go through, is to bring me to a higher place in him. So we just really thank God for that tonight. We thank God for each person. We just pray the blessing of God upon them, upon their home, upon their family. You know, we just thank God for all that he is doing and going to do tonight. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him. And so I'm going to pray. Then after I pray, I will bring the word, you know, and prayerfully some callers will call in. We'll be able to minister to them. But nevertheless, you know, I got to still go on and do what I'm called to do. Because I want to stand before him one day for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You were faithful in what I had put at your hands to do. And I do want to hear that from him. I'd rather hear him say that I'm faithful than be faithful to man, but be faithful to the God that is ruled over my life. And I thank him for that tonight. Father, we just come before you tonight. We thank, we praise you for your goodness. We thank and praise you for all that you are to us. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for having a roof over our head, Father. We thank you for having food to eat. Lord, we thank you for the activities of our millennium. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you said in your word, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. So in spite of, I still thank you for all things, the good, the bad, the indifferent, because you said in your word that all things are going to work together for good of those that love you and call according to your purpose. So, Lord, I thank you tonight. I really praise you tonight for all that you are, all that you're doing, God. I pray for this nation. I pray, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, we call on you tonight. Our nation need you, Jesus. We need you to come and visit our nation. We need you to come and visit our towns, our cities, our neighborhood. We need you to come to visit our world, Father. All over the world, they're having problems. They're having different things. They're having this plague and all other kind of things, God. We need your anointing. We need you to visit us. And, Lord, I stand tonight and I call on you, Heavenly Father. Come feel about your children, God. Help us to yield, Father. We need you to touch our lives, God. Touch our heart, God. Change our heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you tonight. I pray for every church, Lord God, every ministry that is called by your name and that you have truly called, Father. I pray for them tonight, God. I pray, Father, for you for holy boldness, God, in your ministry, God. I pray, Lord, for a consecrated holy life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that everything that is not in view, I ask you to pull it down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and actually, Lord God, you told us that you give us power over the enemy. Call us to stand in that authority that you have given us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and break the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. I pray for all the government, all those in authority, Lord God, from the White House all the way down. All of them, God, whoever it is, I lift them up to you right now, and I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for righteous leadership, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank and I praise you because I don't serve the white, I don't serve man. I serve you, Jesus. And, Lord, but I pray, you tell us to pray, God. Pray for those in authority, Father. I pray, God, that you would visit the nation, God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would visit, Lord God, the hurting children, the hurting families, God. Lord, I pray that their heart will turn back to you, Father. In the name of Jesus tonight, God. Lord, I thank you and praise you for your mercy and your kindness, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just pray for all unsaved people. I pray for those who, Lord God, claim salvation and in the church, God. I pray, God, draw them closer to you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Open up the revelation of your word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and open up their heart to the things of God. Father, pour out your spirit upon this land, God. Do like you did during the great awakening, God, when your sovereign power came upon the peoples right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the people that's in prison, God. Those that's in physical bondage, spiritual bondage, I lift them up to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I pray salvation, deliverance come to them tonight, God. I lift up people, Lord God, who are out there in this world, God, in the lust for sin. I pray for the LGBT or whatever the name is, God. I lift them up to you right now to bring salvation, deliverance, God. Because, Lord God, you died on the cross for that salvation too, God. And, Lord God, I just pray tonight for all kind of bondage that people's in. I send forth the anointing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to break them and destroy the bondage of life to take people's in, God. Lord, save them and deliver them, set them free tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing, God, that I feel right now, God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. And, Lord, I do pray, God, for every minister of the gospel, the true minister of the gospel. God, I pray for them, God, whatever title they have. I pray for them tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that they're coming to the reality if they are not. Lord God, that we have a Savior. Lord God, that we are to serve, Father, in the name of Jesus, serve them by serving the people. And, Father, we just thank and praise you because you said in your word, whatever we ask the Father, you will do it, Lord God. And, Lord, I'm asking you tonight, to honor this prayer. And Lord, I know it comes from my heart and comes from truth. And I know by faith, I know it like I know my name, that the answer is already on the way. And so, Lord, we thank and we praise you tonight. Help us and bless us, Lord God. Help me to yield, to do what you have called me to do, Lord. Help me to continue to stand and keep my hand to the plow, God. Don't let me look back. Let me keep on moving on to finish my course. Finish what you have assigned me to do in this earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, just before I get up, I just want to bless even all the teenage children. I just want to, Lord, bless them. Draw them into the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Draw them out of the things that they are in, God. Let them see somebody that could be a light, that could be a light, Father, and to know that you are real tonight, God. And, Lord, I think I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for even all the kids, Lord God, that have some kind of problem, God, spiritually, physically, Lord God, any kind of sickness, I reach out to them, God, in the name of Jesus. I reach out to the one, God, that's in the hospital, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I reach out even to the children in St. Jude Hospital, Father God, I get a letter from them all the time. I reach out to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the other hospital, God, I reach out, Lord God, to the people that's got this COVID-19, Father God, that has been attacked with it. Send the healing virtue out. Lord, I ask you to send the healing angels to them right now in the name of Jesus. And bring about his, show the world, God, that you still heal, deliver, and set free. I don't care what the plague is. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And, Lord, and we're going to say amen and amen and amen. We give you the glory and honor and the praises. Lord, I just want to thank you. I thank God again tonight, hallelujah, just for being in the land of the living and an opportunity to finish my course. An opportunity to stand before him one day for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I thank God for the opportunity because I didn't have to be here tonight. Because when I was out in the world and wasn't serving God, he could have taken me then. But he gave me an opportunity to give my heart to him. And so I thank God and praise God tonight. And that's what I have done, is given my heart to him, all of my heart, not part of it. And I thank God for that opportunity. And I'm willing and glad to be able to do what he's called me out to do. Yes, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, it's hard. But I feel in my heart it's better this way than for me to be out there not doing what I'm called to do. In the name of Jesus, because I don't have no chance if I'm still out there in the world, even from straddle fence, which I would not do with his help. I would not do that tonight. And we just thank God again. Like I said, I am going to bring the word on until we get, you know, other callers come on. We have, you know, have one person put their hand up. And so we're going to go ahead on the brain of the word. And then as soon as I do that, I'll start to take in the calls that come in. But tonight, the Lord had been dealing with me about changes bring conflict. And coming out of Matthew, the 10th chapter, and 34th verse, we have to understand any kind of changes. It doesn't matter about the spiritual, whether it's you know, something in the natural, you go to a new job. Anytime you are changing, it always brings conflicts. Always it brings conflicts. And we have to realize that. And not going around and looking like we're looking up demons and things, but you got to understand that any kind of changes, it's going to bring conflict. That's just the way, that's just life. That's just the way it is. And we have to learn how to accept the changes and learn how to flow with the changes, learn how to be able to deal with changes but in the right attitude, because the right attitude determines your attitude. It determines whether you're going forth and going up or whether you're going to go down. But the Word of God is letting us know it brings conflict. Conflict, it's got to be oppression. It's got to be trouble. It's got to be for people don't understand you, people lie on you. You know, all kinds of stuff, especially when you begin to change your way of thinking, your way of talking, your way of believing, and other people may not have changed that. They're going to come against you. That's just the fact of it is. Or if you be different in whatever kind of way, they're going to change. I mean, you're going to bring conflicts. And even in your family, because what tonight we're going to, the scripture is going to talk about, it's going to talk about even in your family, in my family, say, you know, if I got a loved one is not serving God, or either they're not sincere as God as I am, it's going to cause conflict. That's the Bible tells us that. And we got to come to a place that we start believing what the Word of God says. You know, we got to accept what he said because he knows everything and he knows what he's talking about. But we don't even want to believe the Bible sometimes because a lot of time I've heard people say because it's family, they don't serve God, they don't even want God. And when they come with conflicts, and people say, well, I don't know why they act like they call me family. But see, that's not what Scripture say. That is not what the Scripture say. The Scripture let us know that it's going to bring conflicts. But the 34th verse say, think not. Now, this is what Jesus is saying. Think not that I come to send peace. He didn't come to send harmony. That's the word. On earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword. A sword means conflict. It means war. This is what our Bible tells us. And we have to believe when we see conflict and we see all the different war things, he said he didn't come to send peace. Because if you're going to live right, like I say, and somebody else is not, you're not going to get along. That's just it. If you grow and they don't grow, you're not going to get along. Because in the spirit, the spirit is always in conflict with the flesh, always in conflict with another person's spirit that's not like yours. They're going to always be in contention with you. They're going to always be in debating with you, arguing with you. They're not going to agree with you. Because God's spirit, if his spirit is in there, in each person, even if what they're saying is different, his spirit is going to agree because he knows, his spirit knows the whole thing. But he say, but I am come, this is what Jesus said, to set a man at variance, which means alienate you, against his father, against your father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is what the word of God tells us. He come to set a variance, and that means word me to alienate me, to separate, bring a division. He said against the father. If the father not serving God, or they not, you know, walking in righteousness, or your daughter, your mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, this is what to expect. And I don't mean sit around expecting, you know, and get all upset about it, but accept what the word of God tells us. It's going to happen unless they come in, get saved, and born again, and grow. And the same thing with spiritual children, spiritual sisters and brothers, spiritual fathers, sisters and brothers. When people don't grow in the spirit, I'm talking about grow in the spirit, there's going to be conflict. They're always in contention with someone else that's growing, and they're growing, and they're different because they think different. They look at things different. They see things different. But that's in order for people to know the difference between the two people, that one growing or saved and one is not. One who really belongs to God and the one that don't. Because if there's a person that claims to belong to God and they think like the world thinks, they feel like the world feels, and here's another person that say they're a Christian, but they don't think nothing like the world. Don't do nothing like the world. Well, see, it's supposed to be that way to tell the difference, that one belongs to Christ and the other one don't. The other one, because the Bible told me, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. They didn't like the power of God and his word to change them. They didn't accept his word, you know, because you have to apply the word to your life, not to your head, but to your life, to bring about a change in your spirit man. And what it do, when your spirit man grow, it causes your flesh to continue to die. The more words you put in there, believe it and accept it, the more part of your fleshly thinking, your fleshly acting, your fleshly way of doing, it just dies. After a while, it comes to a place that it's not alive anymore. Now, it will try to come back alive. But the more word that you put in, the more you believe God, you accept what the word says. I'm talking about all of the word. It'll keep that flesh dead. It'll keep it dead. Only flesh will be able to bring flesh back up. But it's a man's foe, a man's enemy, a man's adversary, mankind, that's what it's talking about, shall be they of his own household. This is what Jesus was teaching. So we don't have any business anymore wondering or saying, well, they shouldn't because of this, they shouldn't because of that. You know, because your Bible tell you this is what it is. And if you believe all of the Bible, then you believe this also, what his words say. Then you can know how to deal with that and handle it. And like the word of God tells us, you know, by putting on the whole armor of God, sword of the spirit, instead of you trying to do it in the flesh or the world way of doing it, you would do like the Bible said. You either pray for them or you use the word of God and you put on that whole armor of God. So if they saying whatever they're saying, then it'll bounce right back off of you. But this is to come, this is to happen, because this is what he said. And he said, he that loveth father or mother, that means to have a stronger affection for them than you do for the Lord, that they are on the top of your heart, and the Lord is not. He said, father or mother, more than me is not worthy. He said, we're not deserving of him. This is what the word of God said. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You know, we have to accept the word for what it says. This is what the Lord knows we have done it to me. But, you know, we try to tell his people, you can't love them people or have a stronger affection for them than God. People say, well, no, I don't. But who do you put first If God tells you stand still and don't do something, and ask you to do it, and God told you not, which one are you going to obey? Because whoever you obey, that's your God. And that means that they're on the throne of your heart. We're supposed to put them aside. If God is telling us whatever to do or whatever not to do, you know, even though they want us to do it, but I got to obey God. I got to obey him. But he said, you're not worthy. I would not want to be a place where he said, I'm not worthy of him, because these things he's telling me I need to let go, and I won't let them go. These people, he kept me to let them go off my heart. He don't always tell us to, you know, just separate from them. You know, they go to another direction, we go to another. But it cannot be on your heart where you have more affection for them than you do for God. Because, see, all of his people, not everybody in the world, everybody's his creation, everybody's not his child. But he don't love one no more than he loves the other one. So he may tell me to do for one of his other and not do for my daughter. Because that's his heart. That's the way his heart is. He don't see the difference. And we have to have that kind of heart to be like him. And he say, and he that takes not his cross, and he calling that a cross, when he said, give up this, give up that, give up your father, give up your mother, all, he called this a cross, a burden, something you got to carry, okay? He said, and follow after me is not worthy of me. So whatever he allowed to come in my pathway, or whether it's that, or whether it's something else, or whatever it is, and I'm complaining all the time about the burden, I'm complaining all the time about my family, I'm complaining all the time about this, I'm not taking up the cross and following after him. So that meant, according to Scripture, I'm not worthy of him. You know, we have to stay with the word of God. That's why I say with me, I try to stay with the word of God, even if it's hitting me on my toes. The word of God is true all the time. Whatever he allowed to come your way, my way, and I don't want to care about it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be bothered with it. I'm not taking up my cross. I'm not, for the scripture, to deny yourself and take up the cross. So if I'm saying I don't want to deal with it, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just sick and tired of it, whatever I'm saying, contrary to Scripture. Then he's saying, I'm not worthy of him. I allow that to come your way. I allow that burden to come, not to wear you down, but I allow these things to come to test you, to try you, because you will never know how to carry a heavy weight if you don't ever carry one. You don't ever know how to deal with a person that's got all these different spirits if you don't come in contact with them. But you do not deal with them in the natural. You deal with them in the spirit. And those are the ones and the people that God sent our way for us to have to deal with them to bring about a change, to reveal Christ to them. So I can't not, which I have said at the time before I grew, I didn't want to be bothered with them, just leave them alone, or this, that. See, I was refusing to deal with what God had allowed to come my way. And actually, until I repented, he said, I wasn't worthy to be his disciple. His disciple is a learned student, somebody of the word, somebody that's sticking to the word of God and obeying it. You know, so he's saying you cannot, and his teaching. So he's saying, but if you don't want to deal with what I'm sending your way, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how hard it is, whatever, I send it your way. I use the devil, but I send it. It comes from my hands. But if I send it, it's going to work to your good. If I send it, and you obey, it's going to bring the blessings of God in your life. So, people don't understand. They say that everybody, you know, in the church, everybody is saved, they God, but they will not take up the burden of things that God sent their way. They will not obey him. Scriptures say, even if you put your hand to the plow, and, you know, you take up, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. This is the Bible said that, God's kingdom. You're not fit for it, me either. So I cannot, but I should not, let me put it like that, because people do it. I should not start out obeying God. When the trouble come or whatever come, just throw up my hand and say, I'm just not going to serve God. I'm not going to do it no more. I'm not going to take it no more. But God, the Bible already said, I have taken my hand off the plow. So I'm not really fit for the kingdom of God. This is the truth that we're going to have to start teaching and telling people and going back and telling people, because you got a lot of people. They have not taken them across. They won't take it off. They will not put up with something. They will not change. It's going to be my way or no way at all. And God is saying, but I don't want you going that way. I don't want you to live that kind of a life. You know, I want you to live a life of a servant, whatever he asks. and I refuse to change. I am not fit or worthy for the kingdom of God. So if I'm not worthy for the kingdom of God, therefore then I won't receive the things of the kingdom. Now, I'm not talking about going to heaven, because we know ain't no unrighteous going to heaven. But the things of the kingdom is the things of God, and have the kingdom within. You know, the healing, deliver, the peace, the joy, righteousness cannot abide within me. If I'm at a place that I'm not doing what the Bible says to do, but to accept his kingdom. If I'm still operating in the flesh, you know, all the things of the flesh, you know, and it talks about over there in Galatians, the 5th chapter, 18, 19 verse, it's talking about the things of the flesh, cannot inherit the things of kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, which is an interchangeable word, basically meaning the same thing. Because why? His kingdom cannot dwell in an unclean vessel, and it's talking about in our spirit, man. It cannot. And this is why the Bible talks about on down there further, think about the 21st book, talking about the fruit of the Spirit dwelling in us. That's when flesh is out. It has to be cultivated. Cultivated in us. Okay, he said, he that findeth his life shall lose it. So what the Bible's talking about, you know, your old self life, your old way of thinking, your old way of doing, your old way of whatever it is. If you let that go, you're going to find the real, true Zoe life that Christ is talking about, the highest element of life that can be, the best in every area. And I'm not talking about just in stuff and things. Health, wealth, peace, joy, everything is in that Zoe life of Christ. But you cannot have that Zoe life of Christ and still hanging up to the old life, the old way of thinking, the old way of doing. It's just not coming from out the streets. Out there, you know, it's just not talking about that, but the old way of thinking, my attitude, the way I feel about stuff, the way I feel about people, you know, no, we cannot have that. He said, but, and he that loses his life, me, give it up. You give it up. For my sake, he said, you're doing this for his sake. Then you're going to find that Zoe life. But as long as I hold on to my old way of thinking, you know, like I said, and thinking I'm all of this in a bag of chips, and, you know, oh, I'm going to do it this way, I'm not going to do it this way, I want this, I could never have the peace of the life that Christ has for me. I could never have it, could never come in, because it's not going to come in with all that other junk up in there. It's not going to do it. So this is why he said we got to let it go. We got to let it go. Everything. You know, I cannot love anything or anybody. I should not. Let me back up, because a lot of times it is people doing it. You know, we're not supposed to. Nothing and nobody should not be on the throne of my heart more than God. I'm supposed to put him first above all things. If he said, let something go, you know, let whatever I got go or whatever, if I love him, I will let it go. Because when you truly love somebody, it's different in loving somebody and being in love with them. When you are in love with them, whatever they want you to do, even if it's bringing you unsatisfaction or whatever, you know, you will let it go just to make that person happy, because you are in love with them. If you love them, just love them, you won't do it. So this is why a lot of times, you know, tell people, you know, they said, I love the Lord, but you won't obey him. You obey him when you get ready. According to Scripture, he said, if you love me, you obey me. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We have to come right back to the Scripture and realize what he's saying in the Scripture. I don't care whether it's me or someone else. I do hear a lot of times different preachers and tell people that, well, they love the Lord, but they just got some things that they got to, you know, stop doing. They got to stop. That's contrary to Scripture. You don't tell people that lie. If they willfully disobeying God, they don't love God. That's Scripture. Now, there are things that we all don't know yet that is sin. And he's not talking about those things. But when you come into the knowledge of them, you continue to do them. You don't love God. You love yourself. More, you know, because you're pleasing you. You're not pleasing God. And God wants us to begin to walk in truth. Because he told us in his word, when you worship me, you have to worship me in spirit and truth. So if I'm still interacting with different sin and different things, and whenever I sing, pray, I'm not worshiping in spirit and truth. I'm really deceiving, trying to deceive him, but I'm also deceiving my own self. But we have to come into that place, like I said, and let a lot of these things go. And knowing this, I don't care what you go to do when you are a believer, there's going to always be some kind of conflict. That's the way it is. That's the way it's been set up. We have to learn how to deal with it. The Lord used to have me tell people, you got to learn how to take a licking and keep on kicking instead of stopping to address it, stopping to pay attention to it, stopping to say, well, it shouldn't happen. It has to happen because I believe this from my heart. Every one of us, the puzzle of our life, every piece, was already in place when we came in the earth. So in every part of our life, years we go, whatever it is, we have to come to that place where that piece of puzzle is. Nothing happened by happen chance. Nothing happened by just because I did wrong. God already knew that too. He already knew what I was going to think. But without that piece of puzzle, the people you have to meet, whatever way you have to go through with them, was a part of the plan for your life. What I had to go through with, the people I had to meet, the things I had to go through was already a part of my life. If I had a backslid, which I didn't, went back out in the world, that was a part he already knew that too. Everything, if I told a lie, he already knew that too. Everything we do. If I thought evil, he knew that too. He knows everything, but it's a part of the puzzle, and it has to happen because everything that happens, we you to learn something from what we go through to tell somebody else. Yes, we know a lot of people try to tell people stuff they never experienced with the Lord, you know, and I always say they touch the line, you know, but you even when we minister and preach, we put the ministry experience that we had with Christ. Not necessarily Paul and them and all of them. What did God deliver you from? What mistake you made? And the experience that you learn from having made that. You know, it's just like I was saying today, I was telling my daughter, I said, you know, the things that God is, you know, working with you now, you will be able to tell people when they deliver you totally that to never walk away from God. I said, when you walk away from God, this is a consequence because of the choice you made. Now, where you once had all that faith and believed God, now, you're struggling with it again. See, you can tell some of the choices and the things that happen when you turn your heart away from God. And you can tell them that to let them know, this is one thing I'm telling you from experience, don't do that because I did it, and da-da-da. This is what happened. If I didn't get in God's calling, whatever it is, if I played church for a long time, and tell somebody else, and I'm going to read a couple other scriptures, then I'm going to go ahead and take off. But anyway, Luke 14:16 say this. If any man come to me, Jesus said, and hate not his father, that means love less. You got to love them less. Father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sister, yea, and his own life. Also, he cannot be my disciple. He cannot be my follower. He cannot be a believer. He cannot even stick to my teaching. Because with this love and this strength in the heart, it's not going to have them to quite obey God totally. They can't. Because flesh is not going to let you. He said, any mankind, they got to love these people less. People said, well, how can I do that? So, Lord, your word said, now ask, help me. Not to ever put anyone above you, not make a god out of no one, because actually what we do, we make a god out of people. Because we'll jump for them, but let God tell us to do something or do something for somebody else. Although we said we know God and love God, and we won't do it. So basically he's saying, they cannot be my disciples. That's his word. So either all his word is true, the Bible said that God be truth and every man is a lie. We have to search our heart. Have the Lord to turn it upside down. What am I putting above you? Who am I putting above you? I don't care whether it's friends or whether it's a family, whether it's neighbors, whether it's church, whether it's pastors, whether it's leaders. Who am I, God? Making a god out of them. Because why? If they say jump, I jump. If they say do this, I do this. If you said me do something, I say I got to pray about it. We got to really search our heart with the Word of God. And the Word of God will reveal to us what's in our heart. Now, I hear people say a lot of time, you know, I want God to, you know, show me my heart. Get in the Word. The Word will reveal your heart. Because it'll tell you things that He does not approve of. And if we are honest with ourselves and think and let the revelation of the Word come to us, we'll see that these things, these people, or whatever is above the life. And that's why I tell people, no mankind, no man. And I don't think if I ever did, it has been a long time before I ever got saved. I don't put no mankind, no person above God. You ain't coming first in my life. And I'm going to talk more about God than I talk about anything else. Because He is first on my heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. I have one time way back, I used to always say, my God, my God, my God. So it was a person in church, a man in church. Why do you say my God, my God? Because He is my God. I can't help if you don't say it. If you say this about people, but I say it about the one that died for me. One that took the stripes on His back for me. The one that can heal me, deliver me, and set me free. That's what I do. And the other scripture said, the 33rd verse says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not, that means to leave, let go, renounce, deny, not all that he hath. You got to let everything in your life, a total surrender, in your heart, it cannot be on the top of your heart. It cannot be what you live up all the time. It cannot be what you desire all the time. He said, these people, he cannot be my disciple. He cannot, and cannot mean just what he said. Just like when he told me, I have to obey him. In a sense, basically mean the same thing. That I cannot disobey him willfully unless some consequence come in. But if I had not released everything in my heart, release it. This is why any time with me, I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven first before anything else. I don't seek for other stuff. Because if I seek the kingdom of heaven, I'm going to get to other stuff. I talk about the kingdom of things God all the time. Because that's what's on my heart. I have made him the Lord of my life. And I'm not saying I couldn't do it on my own. I beg the Lord, please, to help me. Help me to let everything you say I need to let go, let it go. And a lot of times what the Lord did for me, he caused people to act ugly so I can turn them loose. Let them go. Because with most of us, when people aggravate you enough, you're ready to let them go. You're ready to let them go. And sometimes God will do that. That's why I said we have to learn the ways of God. Learn the ways of God. And sometimes God will let you know a lot of time about how he having people act or do or get on your nerves for you to that pain get hot enough, you turn it loose. Because some kind of way, you know, it can be soul ties. We can be so in our soul. Even though they word and you know whatever, but we still want to be connected. Even though they still saying ugly stuff to us, but we still want to be connected. But God wants to let go and let God. Because we have to understand, like I said, changes bring conflict. That's just a reality. Any kind of change. Go on a new job. And there's going to be peeps on there. There's going to be some people that are going to cause conflict. I don't care where it is. If you go to church, there's going to be some people in there, you're going to call conflict. That is the way life is. And we have to accept that and learn how to deal with it. But knowing this, that all things work together for good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. That is just what we have to accept it. And Lord, help me to deal with it. Help me to keep pushing. Help me to keep going. Help me to get above this. That I see it and I don't see it. I don't pay attention. I don't let it mess with my heart or my thinking, my mind. I don't lay up at nighttime worrying and thinking about what people have said and what people have did and what people haven't done. I've gotten over that. My mind is constantly, like you say, if it ain't on prayer, it's on the Lord or something I try to keep my mind on spiritual things. Yeah, people say sometimes, you know, you're so spiritual in heaven, how you say you know earthly good. No, that's a lie from the devil. Because you're able to deal with the earth if your mind is still spiritual and elevated on heavenly things. Because you don't let everything on earth bother you. It doesn't faze you. nothing. But we thank God for the word, and I pray that the word has been a blessing. But we have to realize, like I said, changes bring conflict. That's the reality. When God, let me say this. When God bless you and bless your socks off, that change is going to bring conflicts. Because the Bible talks about even when you give up all these things, another scripture, he'll give it to you a hundredfold blessing back, but it's coming with persecution. When you give up all these things, the same thing he's saying in here, when you give them up in your heart, this is why everybody won't get the same kind of blessing. Because some people's not going to give up everything. They don't get not gonna give up anything. But they want God to give them. But it comes with persecution. So don't look for everybody when God begins to bless. You're licking and laughing. Oh, Lord, I'm so happy for you. I mean, they might say that, but you'll know that some of them lying. You're going to come with persecution. So we don't pray to ask God to remove the persecution because I'm getting blessed. No, he already said it. That's part of the package, part of the blessing, but also eternal life we get. So we thank God for the word tonight, you know, and I pray that the word has been a blessing with the Holy Spirit released. So I'm going to go ahead on and take this caller and you know, pray or stand in agreement with them or whatever they, you know, the call in for. But, you know, like I say, you have to come to the place. I was told one time, a long time ago, there'd be a lot of time you have to go by yourself. I didn't know what they was talking about, you know. But basically, I learned over the years of God training me that sometime when God calls you to do something, you may not have many people following you. May not have any. But the call was given to you or to me. So we thank God for that. So we're going to go ahead on and this caller. 251-342. We'll be speaking with him. Where are you calling from?
This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hello, Latrice from Alabama. Glad that you called in tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for his anointing. I thank him for his anointing. I thank him for his anointing. Glory to your name, God. But how may we help you tonight?
Prayers for Lord alive.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're just going to thank you for what you say you're going to do. We're not going to ask you anymore, but we're going to thank you because we're going to hallelujah. We're going to believe by faith. We're going to accept it that we know that it's already done, and we're going to thank you for it. We already received it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We just want to, Lord, let you know, Father God, we don't have to keep asking you for something that you already said you're going to do. We know by faith you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I ask you to help my sister, Lord, God, to stay strong in you, God. Help her to stay focused on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help her to keep her eyes on the prize in the name of Jesus. Don't let her eyes get off her, you, Lord, that Peter did walking on the water, God, in the name of Jesus. Let these things that the enemy come, Lord, let it just like it's vaporizing. Let it open for her eyes, Father, in the name of you. One minute she sees it, the next minute she sees it gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for even a deeper hunger. We thank you, Lord, for the things that she, especially the spiritual thing. I know the other stuff you say you're going to do, but even the spiritual desire that she desires, Father God, for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, to remove those things, Lord God, that the enemy is putting before her to hinder her, God. We take authority over every demon in hell, and we cancel his contract right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take a deeper and hunger in you, Father. Lord, I ask you that the fire in her belly, Father God, let that hunger intensify in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for protection of her house, Lord God, and everything concerning her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We even thank you for the salvation, deliverance of her children, God, that she already asked you, Lord God, and we know that it's already done. We just thank you for the manifestation in the name of you, your time and your season, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Had you spoken, and shall you not do it. And God, and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and everything, Lord, that you bring back to her remembrance that you have told her, let her thank and praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, as if it's sitting already in her house, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it is in the spirit. It is in the spirit. We speak for heaven to come down to earth for him. We bind up the hands of the enemy in every aspect right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your protection of her. We thank you how you have kept her. We thank you how you have taken care of her, Father, in the name of Jesus. How you have revealed yourself to her that you are her provider, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, and we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you and we praise you now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you and praise you. You know, those things that he already said he's going to do, you ain't got to pray that no more. Not at all.
Amen.
Sell in our spirit.
Yes,
we just thank and praise the Lord. Call it forth. Thank and praise
you.
Thank and praise the Lord, Lord God. I'm not going to come back down and keep begging and begging and begging to do something that you already told me you're going to do. Elevating up, you know, that when the enemy comes in and make it look like it ain't going to this, that, no, that's not what God say. And I'm not even going to pay attention to that. I'm going to pay attention to the word that you can take your lying spirit, your lying wonders, and you can take them and take them wherever you want to take them, because I don't receive them in here. I refuse to let my eyes even look on it. And I'm definitely not going to hear. I'm definitely not going to hear, because I remember a lot of things the Lord had told me, and I'm just getting so many kickbacks from people. My church called, what I ain't going to do, but you got to look at it like this. I said, that is not what he said, and I am not to talk about that, because every delay is not denial. You have to fight the good fight of faith, because the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. That means you're fighting against other spirits. And they thought I was being mean. I told them, no, that's not what it is. I'm not to let you steal my blessing by saying the contrary to the word of God say. You have to find somebody else to play because I'm not going to see that. I know in my heart the Bible said, my scripture said, let God be truth and every man a lie. So if you saying anything contrary to what he said about my life, I'm not going to let it go in my spirit at all. You know, not going to do it. That's what we have to do, to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. And the Bible tells us to the just, the right, should live by faith. What does that mean? If I am right or righteous, I got to live my life by faith. Knowing in my heart, everything, God will take care of me. He's going to bless me. He's going to use me. He's going to do whatever it is in my life. And all I got to do is just wait until it happens in my life. I just thank the Lord. I mean, I thank him and praise him for what he's doing. But anything you want to say, ain't nobody else ain't got the hand up or anything, you know.
No, I just decree the blessings of the Lord on you. May he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to you.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name because I actually do need that in the name of Jesus. You know,
hallelujah.
Yeah, because God is good. You know, he really truly is. And to me, I learned a lot by the things I go through. I learned a lot about God by the things that I go through. I've seen his faithfulness. You know, so I know that he's faithful. I know that he won't tell me a lie and change his mind. I know that he won't do that. He may not move when I think he ought to move, but he will move. We'll move for me. So we just thank and praise the Lord tonight. And I can say I had been told some of them were going to call in, but they didn't. So, but to God be the glory anyhow.
Amen.
You know, I'm still encouraged.
Amen.
I'm still encouraged. You know, like they say, sometimes you have to go alone.
Amen.
You know, it's like you go down that highway. Sometimes come all the miles. Sometimes, well, you know, angels, man, we know they be in there, but no physical person in there.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to do what we have to do. That, you know, that, that's it. We have to do what we have to do. So we just thank and praise praise God for that. Like I said, I don't, you say you ain't got nothing else to say. So I don't want to just keep talking. I don't know. Got 10 more minutes. And if you ain't got nothing else to say, I mean, I don't know what I can say. But we just thank and praise God. You know, praise God. Can somebody else need to come on? I'm trying to think of who that 408 is. I can't place. It may be somebody, because I do see up here, it's a promotion. They got Facebook. I guess they put it on that anyway, and Twitter, and what the other thing is, Facebook, and Twitter.
No, I don't know.
I can't think of that. It might be. What's going on? Because they got on that promotion, and they got those three things up there. And I have seen them on the other show, what's going on show too, with that on that. So evidently, by coming through Blog Talk, they must still advertise it without you being on it. If that's the case, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But I won't have to do it. Johnny may still put it up there. She may still put it up there. But I know after a while it's going to get out, because the word was, it come the other night, that God's going to be from word to mouth, that other people going to be telling other people about it and to call in. And I said, that's the way God did me about the church service, too. So I thank God for that and what he's, you know, what he's doing. But he got out of my back.
Amen.
And I look like time, you know, he got out of our back, but I'm encouraged anyway. Amen. Showing up here. But if we want to go ahead on the hang up, and anybody 8 minutes, we go ahead on the hang up, then, because they don't need me to keep it. Well, you know I can talk, but I don't want to just keep running my mouth and let it. I'd rather be the spirit doing it rather than me. That's what I'd rather it be the Spirit of God. But I thank you again for coming on, and that encourages me too. You know, I thank God for that. Before I would have anyway, because I did that on the time back in September when my other brother had a lot of times during the time I was on, and it wasn't nobody calling in, but I still preach because it records it. It still records it, and people can go back and to the archive, I believe it is, archive, and pull up something. Yeah, so the word will still get, you know, still get out. But anyway, I'm just pray and dismiss us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for what you have done. We thank you for your spirit that I feel, Father God. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless my sister. Lord, keep her, Father God. Keep her protected, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, even for her coming on and just staying on to hear the word, Lord God. Lord God, let us be sealed in part, but give her an extra blessing, Father, in the name of Jesus, even for that, Father God. Lord God, we just want to thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to keep this ministry going, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for you being glorified. Lord God, you being lifted up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that tonight, Father. And whoever may hear this take later, Father God, or video, whatever it is, Father God, bless them, let the anointing still be upon it, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, 100-fold blessing back. And we thank and we praise you right now for all blessing in the name of Jesus, Lord, the one that you do, the one that you don't do. We give you praise and glory and honor for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, my Jesus, I'm going to say goodnight on here, and no one would make up for you. All right, then. We'll love you.
Good night.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.